PRI, Public Radio International.
Emmanuel Ax plays Mozart's Concerto No. 25. Leonard Slatkin conducts the Prokofiev Fifth Symphony. And we'll check out the B-sides with Mason Bates, Composer of the Year with the Pittsburgh Symphony. I'm Jim Cunningham. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony and the listeners of Classical QED 89.3. In his Fifth Symphony, Sergei Prokofiev said, "I want to sing the praises of the free and happy man, his strength, his generosity, and the purity of his soul." The music was written in the summer of 1944, one of the happiest times of Prokofiev's life. He was at the height of his fame. Just before the concert began, an announcement was made that the Russian army had just scored a resounding victory on the River Vistula. It's a happy piece for Pittsburgh Symphony Principal Guest Conductor Leonard Slatkin, even though Prokofiev himself might not have seemed very cheery if you were to meet him.
He was complicated in the sense that he was quite dour and sour and bitter, kind of wondering what direction his life would have taken if there had not been the kind of revolution there was. Apparently he didn't laugh very much, was not considered a pleasant human being at all.
Had terrible table manners.
But, you know, the music is what it is. So what he left us with is probably filled off all the grace and charm that he didn't have.
And the Fifth has a fabulous finale. Fantastic.
Yeah, it's one of the great codas in all of music. And it's literally a kitchen sink finale. Every instrument that Prokofiev could think of is used here. It's an unusual scoring in the sense that the percussion are given a role of high prominence, something usually not afforded in a symphony, but they have a lot to do in this piece and in this movement in particular. They're not just used as rhythmic adornment. Piano adds to the festivities of the percussion itself. There's a wonderful clarinet solo in the last movement, very cheeky and filled with humor. There's a beautiful moment for the cellos at the beginning of that movement. The slow movement is one of those aching tunes that you would have found in Romeo and Juliet. The scherzo is Prokofiev at his sardonic best. And the first one really does give us the feeling of the gravitas of the war with its triumphant conclusion, even though it's slow and somewhat ominous.
Leonard Slatkin about to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony in the Symphony No. 5, Opus 100 by Sergei Prokofiev.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Symphony No. 5, Opus 100 by Sergei Prokofiev, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony and principal guest conductor Leonard Slatkin. Former Pittsburgh Symphony music director Fritz Reiner conducted the first Pittsburgh performance of the Prokofiev Fifth just 2 years after the premiere. Prokofiev conducted his own music on January 13, 1945 at the Great Hall of the Moscow Conservatory. Leonard Slatkin has had a long association with the Prokofiev Fifth.
It's a work I've been associated with for many, many years. I made my New York Philharmonic debut with it, jumping in for an indisposed Riccardo Muti. It was a work that in 1984 I recorded, and it won my first and St. Louis's first Grammy. And I've played this work on many occasions, but surprisingly not with the Pittsburgh Symphony before. So I'm glad to bring it around here.
Jim Cunningham with you. Mozart's 25th concerto will be played by Emmanuel Ax at Heinz Hall in just a moment, and we have Mason Bates, the B-sides. Don't forget to take a moment, drop me a line. You don't receive any Betty Crocker catalog points if you write, but I would like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. It's convenient for your wallet in the shape of a credit card and just right for reading concert programs in low light. It magnifies small print. Get one free while they last with the Radio Guide, a complete list of concerts in the series, photographs of some of our guest artists, a Pittsburgh Symphony history, Manfred Honeck's biography, and much more. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org. You'll find our website at pittsburghsymphonyradio.org. Don't forget to let me know what station you're listening to. If you missed the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of our Pittsburgh Symphony Radio concert. Manfred Honeck is music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, James Wilkinson, president and CEO, resident conductor Lawrence Lowe, assistant conductor Fauzi Haymore. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio from Public Radio International.